Bez Hashem continues Simla Mitches, Shir number 120. Din mi heim hachayavim b'tfilin, b'pturim, who is chayv to wear tfilin, and who is potter from wearing tfilin. Mechaber says, if alef chayla mi ayim potter b'tfilin, person who has a stomach illness, his stomach is bothering him, he is potter from tfilin. Hagav, afilu ein lo itzar, even if there's no physical pain, but it's the maisa, he still has a stomach problem. I will shar chayla, but the other types of people who are sick, if he's in pain because of his illness, and he's just so uncomfortable, he doesn't have yishuv hadas, he doesn't have tranquility in his mind, he's potter from tefillin v'im lav, but he doesn't have the tsar, if he doesn't have pain, and he has das, is miyushevas, he's sick, he's not feeling well, but he still has das, that he's miyushevas love, he's still able to focus that he's wearing tefillin, then he's chayiv in tefillin. Explains the Mishnah in Sif Kotin Aleph. Achayla mi'ayim huadin misha shosa mashka mishalsha. So to a person who drinks mylanta or something that causes him he has diarrhea or rather he's constipated and he wants to loosen up the stool. He's potter mishum the tefillin by gufnaki. He's potter like we said in the previous simon that tefillin require a gufnaki. Mitfillin Sif Kotin Gimel misha bitil mitzis tefillin machmas chayli. Person who did not put on the film because he was sick. And 30 days have passed from the time you put on tefillin. When he goes back to put on the tefillin, he does not make a shehechiyanu. Now, Lamais, it's interesting because there's a whole discussion in the Paiskim, the Rishonim, whether a bar mitzvah bachar puts on tefillin the first time if he makes shehechiyanu in the first place. And the minig is not to actually make the bracha shechiyanu on the actual tefillin, but rather to make the shechiyanu on something else, which is not for now to discuss it. Sif katin dalid, afilu says the Rama ein lo tsar, afilu ein lo tsar, even if he doesn't have any tsar, doesn't have any pain, he's still potter from the tefillin because this person is a chaylam yayim, he has a stomach problem. Even if he's walking in the streets, he's walking around, he's still potter. Is he potter? But he's not allowed to be machmer on himself to put on a tefillin. Unless it's during the time of Kriyashma and then Shmonesra. If he knows he's able for that short amount of time of putting on the tefillin for Shema and Shmonesra to have a gufnaki. The reason why he cannot be machmer on himself is because the Maitse, he has a stomach problem. He has a stomach virus. Sometimes a person has a stomach virus, Rachman Otzlan, it's really painful. And even if it's not painful, he's always running to the bathroom. He's going in and out. So a person, let's say, is having a colonoscopy and he's taking this test. He has to mishar, he has to make sure, in regards to all the prepping and everything like this, when to put in the tefillin, when to daven beforehand, and before he starts the prep, or to make sure that he does it when he doesn't have to go to the bathroom. Sif Kotin, hey, he's potter from tefillin. Shema mitoicha tsar yisich daitamim, because maybe because of the tsar, the pain that he's in, now we're talking now a person who doesn't have necessarily a stomach pain, but the person is sick. He's in a lot of pain, and he's mesich das from tefillin. And we said that person is not allowed to be mesich das from tefillin. He cannot take his mind off the tefillin. So this person is in so much pain as mesich das and tefillin, so he's potter from tefillin. Now, in the case where a person is in a lot of pain and he wants to put on a tefillin anyway, so now we're saying he is permitted in this case to put on tefillin, even though he's in pain. Now the person who has a stomach illness, in that case, he is not allowed to be machmer on himself. He says further, person who is only wearing pants, he's not wearing any shirt. It doesn't mean that his neck area is open. This person like this should not put on the film. Even though he's allowed to make a bracha because his erva is covered, as we'll see these halachas later on. It's not appropriate the person should be putting on tefillin and his chest is exposed. So even though you can make a bracha technically if he doesn't have a shirt on, but to put on tefillin and make a bracha on the tefillin is not appropriate. So just to review Sif Aleph, we said a person who is a chayla mi'ayim, meaning that a person has a stomach illness, he is potter from tefillin, and he should not be wearing tefillin, except for the small amount of time that it takes to recite Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. The person is able to, he knows, can wear tefillin for a longer period of time, so fine. But the mice, if a person has a real stomach problem, he should not be put on tefillin, he should not be machmer. Person who's sick and he's in pain, he's also exempt because he should be focusing on the mitzvah of tefillin. Now, if the person is able to put on the tefillin, even if he is in pain, not a stomach problem, just regular pain, so then the person is permitted to be machmer on himself. Mechaber says further in Sif Beis, Misha bari lo yishayin yochli spal b'loy hafacha, person who knows for sure he's not able to dive unless he passes gas. Mutav shiyavar zman atfilo, mimash yishayin spal b'loy gufnaki. It's better that a person should miss zman tefilo, mimash yishayin spal, as opposed to davening without a gufnaki. A person sees he could daven with a gufnaki during the shas Kriya Shema, during the time of Kriya Shema. Yenich tefillin bein ava leKriya Shema v'yavarech. He should put on tefillin in between Ava Rabba and Kriya Shema, and he should make a bracha on the tefillin and put it on the tefillin then. Siv katin vav misha bari loy lafuki, coming to exclude a case im eno yedei bebeir. If he's not for sure, he's not confident for sure exactly if he can put in tefillin without having a gufnaki or have a gufnaki. He's not sure. So in such a case like this, if he's not borer, he should not mevatel tefillin b'tzibur because of this. Siv katan zayin lispalel. So the mechaber told us misha bari lo she'en yoch lispalel. We know this person is very confident. He knows for sure he's not able to daven unless he's mafiach, unless he passes gas, whereas when he's wearing the tefillin, it's a problem. So he says, dafka b'dafka tefillah. So we're talking here specifically Shemoneh Esrei. Tefillah means Shemoneh Esrei. Mishum dehu ko'imed lefnei ha-melech. That's when it's a problem, because it's like he's standing in front of a king. He can't be standing in front of a king and passing gas. It's not appropriate. It's a gnai. It's disgraceful to start davening and to wait until the odor goes away. And the Maisa, obviously it doesn't affect Hashem, but for him, for his davening, it's not a proper way of davening. Aval Kriya Shema b'chaseh mutter, but Kriya Shema and his brachas, he's permitted to wait. To, in other words, if he has to wait after he's mafiach, this is all ach b'li tefillin. This is not, he's not wearing tefillin now because he cannot be mafiach, he cannot pass gas when he's wearing tefillin. So what are we discussing? We're discussing like this. The person is not wearing tefillin. He's davening Shemoneh Esrei without tefillin on. But the person is davening Shemoneh Esrei without tefillin on, he cannot be passing gas because he can't daven when there's an odor there. So if there's an odor there, he has to wait. And it's not a proper way of davening to Hashem if he has to wait. So for that person should try to make sure if he has to daven Shemoneh Esrei that he's not mefiach, he's not passing gas. By Kriya Shema, we're saying it's not a big deal as much if he has to wait until the odor goes away. Okay. Siv Kodin Ches, B'Shas Kriya Shema. Says, take a look later on. We'll discuss this more in Simin Pei. Siv Kodin Tes, V'Yavarech, V'Yikra Behen Shema. V'Achagach Yichal Tzein. So he'll make the bracha, put on the tefillin, he recites Shema, and afterwards he takes off the tefillin after Shema. V'Yim Yodeo She'en Yoch La'atzer Atzma Bin Lafiach. If he knows he won't be able to hold himself back, he only have enough time to take off the shorosh, and then he's going to mefiach. He can still put on both tefillin sheyad and shorosh. However, the Magen Avraham, that's what the Magen Avraham says. However, the Prima Gadim is not so confident with this approach, that if he knows he's not going to be able to take off both of them by the time he's going to mefiach, then the Prima Gadim is not so confident with this. Now, what a person can do, Lemaisa, is he could tuck his sleeve of his shirt underneath his tefillin, and then quickly take off his shalraish, and at that point in time, it's not like he's wearing his tefillin shalyad, because there's a chatzitza. This underneath his arm is a shirt. Rather, the tefillin is a shirt. So he can do that. Sif Gimel. Women and servants are exempt from mitzvah of tefillin because it's a positive commandment which is time bound. If a And if women want to be machmir themselves to put on a tefillin, we try to discourage them, we rebuke them on this, we discourage them from putting on the tefillin. This is the Ramah. Now, normally speaking, why is the Ramah adding this in over here? Normally speaking, you have a mitzvah esh shehazman gramah, you have a time-bound mitzvah. Let's say Sukkot is coming up. Shofar, they accepted upon themselves as the first Rekiv Eger and Siman Aleph in Shuvas, that women accepted this mitzvah of Shofar on themselves. But let's say they want to take the lulav also. They want to take a lulav. So, fine. You want to take the lulav, do a mitzvah, go for it. You can do the mitzvah. But over here, tefillin is different. The Aruch HaShulchan explains, and we'll see in the Mishnah in a minute, the Aruch HaShulchan explains that tefillin by Gufnaki, not just Gufnaki, but there's also have to have Ema Yira, Yet Restus and Zeh. You have to have the proper attitude and mindset when you're wearing tefillin. There's no lightheaded behavior. If a person's not mechuyev to wear tefillin and the person's putting themselves into the matzav, into the situation of putting on tefillin, there's a problem because now they're entering into a danger zone if they're not going to be wearing tefillin with the proper attitude. Says the Mishnah in Siv Katan Yud Noshim, a tumtum andragonus, a person who has genital areas are covered up or not sure what he is, male or female. Chayav mitfilin misavim chol mitzvus. So he's chayav in feeling like sofik all the mitzvus. Shazman grama the whole Shabbos v'yomtov lav zman tefillin. Why is tefillin called a time bound mitzvah? So the Mishmur explains, not because you don't wear tefillin at night, because we discussed one could wear tefillin at night, but rather because Shabbos and Yontif is not a time when you wear tefillin. Shabbos and Yontif is, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, therefore it's a time bound during the week, not on Shabbos and Yontif. Hanashim, the Nashim are, if they want to be Machmer, we discourage them. I'm from Agadim Shuadin, Alina Navadim, so to Avadim discouraged. I am a safer test of Shabbos, Shikasa Behedil Lehepch. He says the opposite. That by Avadim, Yochol, they can put on the tefillin. Okay, fine. Meichem Yadim, and they should speak and go for Naki, and Oshim ain't Zrizois Lizayer. So here, the Mishru brings a reason because it requires a Gufnaki, and Oshim, he says, here are not as Zariz, as careful to be, as concerned to be careful with the Gufnaki. And they'll wear tefillin and possibly pass gas. We said the reason also from Aruch HaShulchan a few minutes ago. Siv Dalad, Hamanich tefillin, Tzarich Lizor, Mihir, Taivas Isha. A person who's wearing tefillin has to have a clean mind, that he has to be careful not to have any desires of any women. Hagol, Vim Iev Shaloi Beloi Hirurim, Mutush Lahanicham, and if it's not possible for a person not to have these incorrect thoughts, it's better for the person not to put on the tefillin. Sif Kotn Yudalit, Divino Gufnaki, Gam Mimachshav Arov. Yeah, I need a Gufnaki, a clean body, also from an incorrect thought, a wrong thought. Shlona Nicham, Mikomokram, Yira Bechol HaYecholus. Person should see with all possibility, Lachov is Atzmoy Velimshe Chalev, try as much as possible, Lehiras Shemayim Kedelesich Hadas, to turn his mind and change his attitude from Midivrei Havai Hamazikim Laguf Vulanefesh, from Divi Havai, from the incorrect things that damage the body and the soul. Ulfanis Halev the Kabbalah of Ul Mahushamaim Bikdusha, and the person should try as much as possible to turn his mind and thoughts to that which is Davish Bikdusha, holy topics and lofty mindsets and attitude of accepting one's Ul Mahushamaim. As an aside, very quickly, the whole concept of Baal Pa'ar and the Hefkeris of the ways of life of Yishmael, of the Ummah of Yishmael, the nation of Yishmael, is the opposite of Tfilin. Tfilin is Lohaniach, is to place upon ourselves all Malchus Shemayim. I think I heard this from Abram Shor. As opposed to the attitude of Baal Pa'ar and Yishmael, the attitude is of total Hefkeris. There's just anything goes, do whatever you want. So when the person is putting on tefillin, he is subjugating himself, he's mekabel ol malchus shemayim, he's accepting Hashem as the melech, and that there are responsibilities, there are guidelines, there are rules, as opposed to by Yishmael, it's a per odom, anything goes. Okay, Sif Hey. Mechari says, I will be Yom Rishon Ovil, a mourner. Yom Rishon is also a tefillin, a mourner on the first day is also to wear tefillin. You can't after the first day of Avelus, is chayiv afilu bo panim chadoshes, is chayiv to wear tefillin, even if panim chadoshes knew people who he had not met yet, to come at menachem him, to comfort him, have come to the shiva. Let's see over here, b'yom rishon perish afilu b'yom shenigbar sheni yomim, is even a day that his relative was buried, that he is obligated to mourn over. It's not the day of the death. Kevin shu yom rishon la'avelus l'manachim. It's the day of first day of avelus for him and for those who are menachim him. Balkein afilu im nigbar b'layla. Therefore, even if the person was buried at night, l'yineich tefillin b'yom, he should not wear tefillin by day. Avol imeiz oy nigbar b'cholamoid. But if the person died or is buried on Chol HaMoed, meniach tefillin bein b'Chol HaMoed, he puts on tefillin, meniach tefillin bein b'Chol HaMoed, whether it's Chol HaMoed, let's see, says over here, bein la'achar HaMoed, whether it's after the Moed. Afshu yom rishon la'avelus, even though it's the first day of Avelus. In the brackets, it says, v'arpi megodim simen ayin alef mefakim gazed, doesn't like this approach. The first day of his Avelus, the Maisa, is bitter for him, and tefillin are called Pe'er. Pe'er is glory, so he should, according to Prima God, he should not be wearing tefillin. At the very least, says the Prima God, don't make a bracha on the tefillin that first day, when after the person is being noyeg with Avelus, even though the person was buried earlier, right? The person was buried on Chol HaMoed. Now, the first day after Yontif, now he's knowing with Avelus the first day. The Prima Godman says, don't put on tefillin with the bracha. Either way, the minig is not to, for those who put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, not to make a bracha on a tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Yakis do make a bracha. There are some who make a bracha, also others. General minig is not to make a bracha on tefillin on the Chol HaMoed. So he's saying if a person would be bearing his mace on Chol HaMoed and he puts on tefillin, don't make the bracha for those who would make the bracha. Obein la'achar moed afshu yom rishon la'avelus mikomokam kvar nichmuhu menachmim b'moed. The people were already menachim him on the moed. So therefore, after the moed, when it's his first day of avelus, for this person, then he would put on the tefillin. V'chein, k'she nigbar b'yontif sheni, when the person was buried in the second day of Yontif, y'nich tefillin b'isruchag, he should put on tefillin on isruchag. Why? The Yontif sheni is oilu l'minyon shiva, it counts for the 7 days of the avedas v'yom sh'achar ha-moyed y'choshev l'sheni. So the day after the Moed, meaning Isruchag, is now considered to be what? It's considered to be day two of the Avelus. Since it's day two of Avelus, so then this person is permitted to wear the tefillin and with the bracha. V'cheinim shama shmua kareiva. Dahainu besuch shloishim. What's a shmua kareiva? So within 30 days, a person hears that a relative of his was nifter. Lo yaleinu. Afilu b'yoyim shloishim atzma. Even on the 30th day itself, gam kein dina k'yoyim kvura, it has the same status as the day of the kvura. So in those days, it was much more common that they don't have telephones and ways of communication like we have today, that you have a shmua kroivo that a person would find out within 30 days that a relative was nifter, or shmua rechoik, it was after 30 days. I think it was the Chassam Sefer that didn't hear about Rekiva Eger, his father-in-law that was nifter, didn't find out that maybe 6 months later, even more than that. Gam kein dinu kiyayim hakvura lachein afilu im shoma balaylo, even if you heard by night about the relative was nifter, lo yinich tefillin b'yoyim. According to this, the next day you should not put on tefillin by day. That's the first day. V'afilu bo lo yishmua kroiva kishkvar hinich tefillin v'hizchil yispalel cholzon. And even if the person's wearing the tefillin and he started davening and then he hears the shmua kroiva, he hears within 30 days that the relative was nifter, he should take off the tefillin. Im shama shmua rechoika dahayinu l'achash leshim. If a person hears about a relative that was nifter that he's obligated to mourn for, and it took place more than 30 days from the time he heard. She'en avelus rak sho'achas. Now, in that case, avelus is only 1 hour. Motel l'nich tefillin, he's allowed to wear tefillin. V'koshekein she'en tzorech l'chotzon, even more so, if he's wearing the tefillin, he finds out he does not have to take off the tefillin. V'alkein, im bolo yashmu be'emsa p'suket zimro chaygavnet, that he found out when he's in the middle of daming p'suket zimro, or the like, lo yachloitz atfilin, should not take off the tefillin, rak yachloitz min the olav mishum avelus, should just take off his shoes because of avelus. And this, once again, is for Shmur Rechoika. He found out that his relative was nifter more than 30 days ago. The imalidei hashmua bolidei bechi. Now, if because of the tidings that he heard that his relative passed away, he comes to start crying, tzarech lacholtzon, he has to take off the tefillin, as is brought down yerdeisim shin peiches if beis, and other places as well. Once again, a person is not allowed to be sad. Tefillin is a glory. Siv katan yud zayin, the mechaber said that avil b'yom rishon is also lo niach tefillin. Avil on the first day you cannot wear tefillin. The tefillin nikroin pe'er b'pasuk. V'avil ma'ulul. The Eifer of Einol also is Per Tachas Eifer. So as we said, that tefillin are called Pe'er. Based on the Pasuk in Navi, in the Gemara in Sukkah, Chav Zayin, that tefillin are called Pe'er, tefillin are called glory, and it's not appropriate for the person to be Ulul when he's like surrounded with Eifer, with ash, with dirt, because he's upset about the relative that was Nifter. The two don't work together. Mikan ve'eluk, but after the first day of Avelus, so then he's chayiv in tefillin dechsiv acharisa ki yoymar. Shema mino, the ikar merirus hu yoym rishon. So you see from here, the main aspect of focus of the merirus, of the bitterness, is on the first day. Chayiv, mashu de chayiv miyad. Mashu is chayiv right away. That is chayiv right away, the second day going forward. Mashu de chayiv miyad. Ve'yish paisim de b'yoym sheni einoniach koinam aneit. Some say that on the second day of Avelis, you should not put on tefillin before Nates. And therefore, it's appropriate to wait to put on tefillin and only until after Nates. And the understanding is that maybe it's a shayla, that it maybe it's still going back to the previous day. So then the mechaber said, even if new people, panu chadoshes, came to Menachem him, and he could put on tefillin. Avol ha'achrayne maski de'ein laniach b'fneiem tefillin ad she'yelchu lohem, that the avol should not put on tefillin until these panu chadoshes leave. Elo de'ein choylitz, but if he's already wearing them, im heniach koydim shabo panim chadoshes de'ein choylitz, he doesn't take them off. Im heniach, if he puts them on, koydim shabo panim chadoshes, if he already put them on before the Panim Chadoshes came. Siv Vav, Tisha B'Av. So a couple weeks ago was Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av Chayav Mitfilin. Tisha B'Av person's Chayav Mitfilin. Ayin LeKaman, take a look later on. Siv Kotav Kof Nun Hey. The Loy Chomer Tisha B'Av Mishai Me'Avelus. Tisha B'Av is not more Chomer than other days of Avelus. And if an Avelus from days 2 and on is Chayav Mitfilin, so Tisha B'Av is not more Chomer than that. Of course, we know we put on Tfilin only by mincha time and on, but not by shachar. Siv zayin chosam shushvinov pirush reyov asmechem imoy. V'chol b'nei chupa b'turim chosan and his shushvinov, all those who are making him happy, and all b'nei chupa are all exempt from tefillin mishum d'shchiach shichrus v'kalas roish. Why? Because there is a common situation of alcohol and lightheaded behavior by the chasna. Says the mishmar siv katin. In other words, we're not saying that intrinsically they should be exempt, but we're saying if they are shaker, so then they would be exempt. It's only by the place of the chuppah. The sham shchiyah shichrus v'kalas roish, because over there by the chuppah, that's where it was in those days that they had the concern of shichrus and kalas roish. Peturim b'chus ramah sim kuflam beis kosav dehaidno d'sha'af echosan chay b'kriyah shema utfila. Nowadays, as we'll discuss in Siman Ayin, Chosan and everyone else, of course, as well, is Chayiv and Krishma and Davin Shmon Esrim and Meila Chayiv and Hachosan v'chol b'nei Achupa gam etfilin, and therefore nowadays everybody's Chayiv in Tfilin. I am Magen Avram Shavak b'dino mitzadi lusay k'Shulchan Aruch b'turim etfilin beis haMishte. The Magen Avram passes like the Shulchan Aruch that at the time of the Mishte people are potter if they didn't put on tefillin yet. V'gam in tefila they're also potter from Shmon Esrim. Hamekel Gadas Rashi lifter be'ez haMishte, one was leaning like Rashi to exempt himself at the time of the Mishte. Lo yifsid im echosn meis of etzlam, if the chosn is with them, he doesn't lose out. The oz having mitzvah, Gadas Rashi, according to Rashi, at the time of the Suda, that area, that time period, it's called a mitzvah. Avmodiv yagro, but however, according to the Gros Mashet, she'in lahakol in tefila, one should not be lenient in regards to tefillah. Va'ayim bo'elus tamid, because Yosef she'kosu din spashu d'minei karama, she'chosin chos yaito koyin v'nichin tefillin, spalin miyam rishoin ad yoyim shvi. The general custom is that everyone is chayiv, even the person who went to the chasna and is mesameil chasan, and the mishrubin is down from the Birkei Yosef, and others as well, that the chasan is chayiv, and as well, so too everyone else is chayiv to put on tefillin. So let's just review from the beginning of Simla Menches. We said a person with a stomach illness should not be spotted from tefillin. We said a person who is in tzar and pain, he cannot focus, concentrate, is also potter. But if he can't, if he wants to put on tefillin, he can, the person who is in pain. Then we said a person who knows that he cannot hold himself back from being mafiach, he should, from passing gas, he should not be put on tefillin at that time, but he should daven later when he's able to. We said women and servants are potter from tefillin because it's a time-bound mitzvah, and Ramah says that women should not be machmir on themselves to put on tefillin. We said different reasons. The Mishpura said because they're not a zahir, because with not to mefiach, not to pass gas when they wear, if they would wear tefillin. In general, they're not as careful with that. And if you want to say they are, the Aruch HaShulchan gave a reason, because it requires Ema Yira, Retzes and Zeya, tremendous fear and proper attitude, and they shouldn't bring themselves into that situation of, if I may say, playing with fire. Okay, see, if Dalit, we said, well, one that puts on tefillin has to be careful from not having incorrect taivas, machshavas of taivas, and if he does, he should not be put on tefillin, but better to try to focus on the proper thoughts. See, if, hey, we said a mourner does not put on tefillin the first day, and the rest of the Avelis does put on tefillin. In Sefer, we said a person does put on tefillin on Tisha B'Av from Mincha and on. A Chasen and those who make him happy should put on tefillin, as we said, from the Shuvas Ramah, not like the Mechaber.